蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
当我们提到天堂的时候，一定不会错过的就是复活了。保罗在哥林多前书的15章22节说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英文双语节目蓝天绿洲 Haven Today， 我是乐欣。
Welcome to Haven Today， and I'm Charles Morris， sharing the great story that's all about Jesus in a series called Peeking into Heaven。 Now how do we knowthat heaven is for real? Is there a way to see what it will be like? The best sneak peek we have is the resurrected body of Jesus. The Gospels are full of appearances of him, and many eyewitnesses saw him raised from the grave after the resurrection. But what they saw was not just a fact about Jesus. It was a fact about our future in heaven. And this future is far better than anything we could ever imagine.
Where am I?
This is the Great Hall of Judgment.
Judgment?
Oh, not to worry, Charlie. You'll go to heaven. All dogs go to heaven because, unlike people, dogs are naturally good and loyal and kind.
Huh, that's true.
You remember that animated movie from 1989, All Dogs Go to Heaven? A co-worker here at the ministry I'm with said he was offended by the title as a kid. He thought it was theologically incorrect.But some do speculate that there could be a chance that animals, and yes, even our beloved pets, might join us in eternity. Stick around. Randy Alcorn will be with us in a moment to answer that question.
如果你去问一个刚刚失去了他心爱宠物的小孩子，你的小狗死了会去哪里呢？小孩子的回答多半会是说他到天堂上去了。乐心，我就想到了在我十来岁的时候呀，楼下的爷爷呢养了一只雪白色的小狗，当时养它的时候它还很小，特别特别的可爱。乐心，我非常的喜欢它。那只小狗呢也很喜欢跟着我玩，它总是跟着我到处的跑，但是那个时候呢它还不会爬楼梯，是乐心我教它怎么爬楼梯，最后呢它就常常的跑上来来找我玩。后来它长大了，有一天呢它也是像平常一样的上来找我玩，却误吃了我们家隔壁的那个邻居在走廊里放的老鼠药。这个小狗只活了2-3岁，后来就因为老鼠药的缘故死掉了。我当时是眼睁睁的看着它这么死的。我就想，那只小狗呢，是我唯一以来真的是非常付出感情的宠物了。将来我会不会在天上也看见它呢？一首诗歌之后，我们就来听听 Charles 的分享。
Immortal, you are not like a man, that you change your mind, change your plan. Invisible, our human eyes can see the depths of your majesty. You're the God.
Opening the program, Haven Today, from the album Great God Who Saves, Immortal, Invisible. Let me ask you, what is the best peek into what heaven will be like? It isn't from a young child's dream, though. It's not from a Hollywood movie. Nope. The best glimpse we have of heaven is when the resurrected Jesus appeared to his disciples. The people who saw him were witnesses to the fact that he really was raised from the dead. But what they saw was not just a fact about Jesus, it was a fact about the future. Jesus had what Paul called a spiritual body. That doesn't mean it wasn't physical. It was. It means it was immortal. It was eternally alive with the life of God that cannot die. That's why the angels made that remark to Mary at the grave. Why look for the living among the dead? Jesus had gone into the grave as one of the dead, but unlike every other human being, Jesus was raised up as the living. He had the first eternally living human body, and that speaks good news for you and me. But here's more good news. Jesus' resurrection wasn't just a one-off. According to the scriptures, his body was the beginning of an entirely new mode of existence for humans. Jesus was the first. Everyone who believes in him, who's united with him by faith, will surely follow. Our bodies will be raised out of the grave in a new form just like his. Philippians 3:21. Jesus, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Now, think about that. Jesus' body is a glimpse of our future. We can understand a little bit of what it's going to be like by looking at his body. It's not going to be some merging into some great universal unconscious state like we hear about from new spirituality gurus. We're not just going to be flimsy spirits floating out on the clouds, which is the future a lot of Christians imagine. The resurrection of Jesus means we are going to have the future of our dreams. It'll be solid and real. We'll have a physical, touchable body that never dies, beyond pain and death, free from all limitations. Our senses will be in working order, perfect. We'll be able to taste and see and smell and touch and hear, only those senses will be enhanced in ways that we can't even begin to dream. We'll exert our strength, engage our creativity. We will live and love and enjoy life. Where will all this happen? In a physical new heavens and new earth. The resurrection of the body of Jesus means God is not going to scrap his creation. He's going to renew his creation. All its beauty and all its diversity will be preserved. Scientists believe the earth has already peaked and started a long descent into oblivion. They predict that someday it'll only be the home of bacteria. And in time, even those will vanish as the earth is reduced to a lifeless chunk of rock or swallowed entirely by an expanding sun. But the resurrection of Jesus means oblivion is not the way the story ends. The earth has a future. At the age of 86, my mother-in-law grieved because she and my father-in-law couldn't make their annual trip to the Colorado Mountains anymore. She had feasted her eyes on Mount Crested Butte every summer for years and watched it change from green to royal blue as thunderstorms rolled in every afternoon. And she had seen it draped in clouds, crowned with multiple rainbows, and dusted with pure white snow.
启示录在描述新耶路撒冷所用的词汇是我们人类能够找到的最好的词汇了。然而，那个距离真实的情况却还是相差甚远。我们只有将来亲身经历的那一天，才知道那是何等的美，何等的好。不知道你还记不记得，乐心呢曾经说过，自己在信主以前是一个很容易产生虚无感的人。就算是信了主之后，有的时候呢，这种感觉也会一闪而过。我在想，每个人的心里呢，或多或少的都会冒出虚无感，不管他是怎样的一个人。他可以是像乐心的这种本身呢就对生活没有什么崇高梦想的人，他也可以是发生在拥有了成功的人生辉煌的成就的君王身上，比如所罗门王。保罗就说，如果死人不会复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为我们明天就要死了。如果没有复活，没有永生，人活着的这一辈子就是吃喝玩乐，那这一切都是没有意义的。必须要承认的就是，在人类的心灵里面，我们对死亡的控制总有着一股原始的盼望。无论是像埃及法老王将他的珠宝还有马车藏在金字塔当中，还是呢像中国的第一个皇帝秦始皇一样的把他的士兵马车藏在地下，又或是近代人用尽一切的方法，直到最后一秒才用防腐剂将尸体保存在双层密封的棺材当中，这全部的作为都是在传递着同一个信息，那就是我们人类是拒绝接受死亡就是终结，我们总是要相信故事还没有结束，这不是终点。耶稣钉十字架的时候，周围的人向他发出的挑战是要他从十字架上下来，由此呢就来证明他自己是神的儿子。但是啊，没有一个人会想到真正发生的事情是耶稣会死，而且呢还从死中复活了。当情况越来的越明朗化了之后，那些最认识耶稣的人就觉得这样的做法太合理不过了，这种的格调就是与神的形式和神的品德相符合的。神总是选择缓慢而且困难的方式，不计代价的来尊重人类的自由。有人就说，神没有废除邪恶的事实，然而他将邪恶转化了。神也没有干涉耶稣被钉十字架的事实，但是神让他从死里复活了。最早的基督徒们会把一切的希望都建立在复活的基础上，甚至使徒保罗在给哥林多写信的时候也是这样说，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。那些相信的人，他们的生命发生了改变，他们变得充满了希望和勇气，他们出去改变了整个世界。而那些不相信的人呢，他们也能够找出各种各样的借口，而忽视了那些有力的证据。这像是耶稣自己曾经预言过的那样，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
The resurrection means believers in Jesus are not destined to lose the world we love. We don't have to say goodbye to the beauties of the earth. We will be resurrected.And we will be living on a renewed earth. The future began in the body of Jesus, and it will one day extend to all the rest of creation. I'm not sure how it'll all happen, but I think the way C.S. Lewis describes it in The Last of the Narnia Tales is a pretty good guess. All the followers of Aslan watched as Narnia was destroyed, and then they turned around and realized they were still in Narnia. Only it was a glorified Narnia.Everything they loved was still there, including the animals. Which brings me to a question a lot of us have about heaven. It was a question that was close to C.S. Lewis. He had a dog that he loved as a little boy. His name was Jaxie, And when he died, the 4-year-old Irish boy who loved him took on his name, Jack, and it stuck for the rest of his life. Perhaps it was losing his little dog just before his own mother died that caused C.S. Lewis to ponder whether animals we love will join us in heaven. Do all dogs, or cats, or other pets go to heaven? Well, I need to admit, I don't really know. But the question starts to matter when that dreaded day finally comes. It came for us, Janet and me, when our funny-looking half-corgi, half-border collie had to be put down. The doctor, that was his name, may have been unique in his appearance, but he was the smartest, most loyal, loving dog our family ever had, and he almost made it to 15 years. Even though the last couple of years of his life he couldn't hear, he couldn't see well, he suffered from arthritis and then dementia, we tried to make his last day the best day of his life. Janet baked a chicken, and he managed to relish a couple of bites. I played ball as long as he could, which wasn't long. Together with our brand new border collie golden retriever puppy, we took the doctor on his favorite walk, and we let him dither, and we let him smell. Did our entire family cry? Yes. Is it okay to grieve the loss of animals, pets that we have formed special bonds with? Here's how Randy Alcorn answered that question when he was on a program called Inspiration Today.
I think it's right to grieve the loss of a pet. Why? Because who made the attachment that human beings and animals have? It is specific, it is explicit. Read Genesis 1 and 2. God created us to take care of animals. Well, the only way we could take care of animals is if we care for animals, that we have a heart for them. God has given us that heart. Now, I would not be at all surprised, relating to the second part of your question, if God, in making heaven heaven, we're not told this for sure, but I would not at all be surprised if he didn't simply recreate Champ, our Springer Spaniel, the Golden Retriever I grew up with, Moses, our Dalmatian. Why not? God made them in the first place, and if we know from Romans 8 that he is going to restore some animals. See, he's not just talking about whether there'll be animals in the new earth. He's actually saying that some animals, because they're part of all creation, who suffered and groaned in this life, maybe had, you know, an accident, a disease, experienced suffering, is going to experience the redemption that will come with the resurrection of the children of God. Am I speculating? Yes. But do I think it's congruent with God's word and promises of the resurrection and his intention for his creation? Absolutely, I think it is.
That's the author of the definitive book on heaven, called Heaven, Randy Alcorn. So do all dogs go to heaven? Well, we're not quite sure. But it is okay to hope that our pets will be with us in heaven. I think it is. C.S. Lewis spoke to the question in The Problem of Pain and in his book on heaven, The Great Divorce. He believed that because they become a part of us, they will enjoy our future with us in heaven. As a friend of mine who's taught courses on C.S. Lewis wrote to me, I also have resonated with the teaching of Lewis on how those animals we've loved are assumed into our lives in heaven. Without trying to prove the point, I think it's worth noting a few hopeful references in Scripture. Adam was told to name the animals, and names have great significance in God's Word. From the very beginning, people and animals have belonged together. Isaiah prophesied that in the future, the lion would lie down with the lamb and the goat with the leopard. Jesus pointed out that not one sparrow falls outside the care of the Father. God only cares for animals. He includes them in his covenants. God instructed Noah to carefully preserve the animals through the flood and afterwards made a covenant that encompassed every living thing of all flesh in Genesis 6, 18 and 19. In Hosea, God made a covenant with the beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the creatures that move along the ground. That's Hosea 2, 18. In every picture God gives of the restoration of his creation, he always includes the animals. In Romans 8, all of creation is groaning in its bondage to decay, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. It sounds as if the creation itself is sharing the sufferings of our fall, but that one day will be resurrected and restored along with us. Will our favorite family dog, the doctor, be there? We don't know. My family just is leaving it in the hands of our Heavenly Father. He created the world for us as an act of overflowing love. He gave us a peculiar dog as a personal answer to our prayers for a wonderful pet. And there is no doubt that that dog was a gift from God, from his one ear up and one ear down to his long, long body and the slow wag of his tail. Our Father in heaven is a great giver of gifts, and we have reason to hope that every good thing he's given us in this world will show up again in the world to come, the new creation. Only it'll be glorified and freed from the bondage of decay. May we not forget the words of Psalm 36:6. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away, no more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, no more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. One day we will see face to face, Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed. Yes, one day we will see face to face, Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed. Yes, in a moment we shall be changed. In a moment we shall be changed. On that day. Thank you.
when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all sing Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory. And we will weep no more. No more tears, no more shame, no more struggle, no more walking through the valley of the shadow, no cancer, no depression, just the brightness of your glory, just the wonder of your grace, everything as it was meant to be. All of this will change. We'll see you face to face. Jesus face to face.
Mixing the old into a new song, that's Matt Redman's new song called One Day, with a little bit from the hymn When We All Get to Heaven. And I'm Charles Morris here on Haven Today, and we're in a series called Peeking into Heaven.
瞥一眼天堂，在今天节目当中呢 ，Charles 和我们聊了聊是否动物将来也能够上天堂这个问题，圣经并没有给我们一个非常明确的答案。我也在想，等我们拥有了复活的身体之后，没有了旧的罪本性，我们对动物的喜爱之情会不会也受到影响，跟现在的喜欢不一样了呢？不知道你对这个问题有没有什么看法？我们的短信号码是13229966122，欢迎你把听完今天节目的感受透过短信来告诉我们。短信的开头，请你加上蓝天。乐声 Charles 呢，就在下周的同一时间和你在良友电台的 Haven Today 蓝天绿洲不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Holy uncreated one, your beauty fills the sky.The glory of your majesty is the mercy in your eyes. And worthy, uncreated one, from heaven to earth, come down. You laid aside.And oh